Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Psalm 119 verse 156. Welcome to the Voice of Revival with Reverend Dr. Robert Apiakufi. Get ready to receive the Word of God that will bring revival to you and your household. And now, today's message.
Look into the favor of God today. There's a verse in Luke chapter 2. Verses 51 and 52, I believe.
Luke chapter 2, verse 51. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man.
Hallelujah. So the 52 in particular says, and Jesus
increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Hallelujah. There are some areas and aspects of your life that must be an ever-increasing area. Hallelujah. Are you here today? There are some things, if you don't want to increase in them, it's okay. If you don't want to increase in size, it's okay. Some people are slimming, it's okay. Hallelujah. Some people want to lose weight. Praise the Lord. That's okay. Glory be to God. But there are certain things, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That you need to increase constantly in these areas. Hallelujah. All right. So these are the areas that Jesus increased in. And Jesus increased in
wisdom.
Yes.
And stature.
Uh-huh.
And in favor with God and man.
Hallelujah. So you will need an increase in wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in favor with God. Hallelujah. Note it carefully. And favor with man. He joined the two together and said favor with God and man. But I want to separate it. Hallelujah. Because And the word A-N-D is a conjunction, joining two things together. Hallelujah. So, favor with God and in favor with men. So, Jesus was constantly increasing in favor with God and in favor with men. And he kept on increasing in wisdom. At that time that this scripture was talking about, the parents had found him in the temple conversing with elderly rabbis and Pharisees and Sadducees and the big time religious leaders when they took him to Jerusalem at the age of 12. How many of you remember that story? Jesus getting lost in Jerusalem, hallelujah, at the age of 12. Everybody knows this story, isn't it? Hallelujah. But he wasn't lost, but he was in the temple. Glory be to God. It's just that the parents had no idea where to look for him. Glory be to God. But if they had known him very well, they would have just gone straight to where he is. They only decided after looking for him for several days that they thought, why not let's try the temple? Hallelujah. And when they went to the temple, they found that he was there. Glory be to God. I pray that anybody looking for you will know that when they are looking for you, they should come and look in the house of God first. Hallelujah. Oh, you didn't say amen. That the first place they should come and look is in the house of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Tell everyone that from tomorrow, if you can't find me, I'm in the outpouring at Revival City. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So this favor that Jesus was increasing in, what exactly is it? And how can we also increase in favor? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To favor somebody, it has different meanings in the dictionary, but one meaning is to promote over another. Hallelujah. So sometimes in a house with several children of the same father, same mother, some of the children may be angry with one because they said, Daddy or Mommy favored this one. Hallelujah. Isn't it a common thing? That means when something good is being shared, they usually give it to this one. When this one make a mistake, the rebuke is very gentle. But when the other make the same mistake, there's a harsh rebuke and a cane. Hallelujah. So there's a promotion of one above another, and it's called favor. There's an example of that in the scripture, and the quarrel it produced among the sons of Jacob. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Which son had the favor? Joseph. So this favor was from his father. It was not a favor from God or anything. His father favored Joseph over all his sons. And in Genesis 37, it tells us that the reason was that he was the son of his old age.
Genesis 37 verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock of his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors.
Hallelujah. So favor can attract gifts. Glory be to God. Are you understanding it? Because of the favor that Jacob had. Jacob is the same as Israel. Hallelujah. God gave him a new name, Israel, but his original name was Jacob. Glory be to God. You remember that, don't you? Praise God. He was first named because he was holding his brother's heel. So human beings named him Jacob, which simply means supplanter, Kalabule, 419, anything that is not very nice, that is what his name meant. Hallelujah. But as he prayed and as he sought God, wrestled with an angel all night, God gave him a better name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God named him what? Israel, which is a prince that had power with God and power with men. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May you have a better name That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your name, but just that may you have a reputation. May people see you in a better light. Hallelujah. Those who used to see you as Jacob, may they now see you as a prince. Instead of being seen as a Kalabuli 419 supplanter, whatever, glory be to God, Sakawa boy, may they see you rather as a prince that has power with God and power with men. Hallelujah. Are you flowing with it? Glory be to God. May He give you a better reputation. Hallelujah. And you know, it helps. It helps if people see you as Israel. It's better than they see you as Jacob. Hallelujah. Because when people see you as Jacob, anytime you appear, you may find the women are holding their back closer to their body. Glory be to God. People are checking if their wallet is in place. If people see you as Jacob, your presence will make them uncomfortable. But if they see you as Israel, then they will welcome your presence and be excited when you come around. Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed.
And has prevailed. People want people who have prevailed or have victory. May you have victory. May you prevail. May you overcome. May you conquer. Nothing wrong with facing a battle, but make sure you prevail. You overcome. Hallelujah. I pray for you for overcoming power. I pray for you for the strength to conquer. Glory be to God. Whenever you face a challenge and you conquer it, the devil is sad that he brought the challenge your way. Because the problem he brought to you has now given you a testimony. Hallelujah. And within these 100 days will come many testimonies. Oh, your amen is small. I said will come many testimonies. Everyone should be part of the 100 days because it is a blessing. I was amazed when I came for one of the days of the prayer meeting. I come every day. Hallelujah. Every day, every day. We drive in here every day. Praise God. And someone told me that one of your pastors, Global in Aplaku, that is getting towards the Kaswa end. Hallelujah. He has also announced his own 100 days in his church. Glory be to God. I didn't give any general command, but he said, sir, one man came to me, a pastor. He said, I'm not a member of Global, but I saw it on the social media, Facebook, those things, that you have declared 100 days. And he said, the way we know you, there must be something behind it. I didn't say anything. Hallelujah. Then he said, we have also joined because we believe there is something inside. Hallelujah. So that's a pastor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I pray that you will also join. Believe there is something behind it. Something inside. Glory be to God. Don't let goodness pass you by. Glory be to God. Are you still here? Hallelujah. So, tomorrow the prayers will continue with fervency. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to change. then the outpouring will be the program that will follow the prayers. Hallelujah. Oh, are you still here today? It's going to be extraordinarily powerful, and the glory of God will appear in RC. Hallelujah. In the revival city, the glory of the Lord shall appear. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 So favor can come from men, and the favor that Jacob had for Joseph moved him to make him a coat of many colors. Hallelujah. But there were other brothers who didn't have some of that coat. Glory be to God. So it was annoying to those brothers, because they said, "We are all brothers. How come you should have the favor to receive the coat of many colors, and we didn't receive any such coat?" If you are ready for the favor of God, you also have to be ready for the oppositions of men. Because when you are highly favored and the blessing appears on your life, you may have some enemies that you didn't hope to have. But they are enemies because they are offended by your favor. Hallelujah. But just prepare your mind that not everybody will like you when you are favored. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So may you be favored. I said, may you be favored in the name of Jesus. And may you increase in favor. Increase in favor with God and with men. Now, the favor of God is described, we'll stop a little bit to learn something about the favor of God. The favor of God is what we describe as grace. How we define grace as unmerited favor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the favor of God is an unmerited favor. Okay, now, you can have a merited favor. Hallelujah. Because a father may prefer a particular son because of the character and conduct and serviceability of that son. Hallelujah. He has three sons. Two are always running around in the area smoking king size 5.5. Tosca. Glory be to God. They are always creating a fight in the area. People are always coming and say, "Sawobano, that's your son." Hallelujah. Always bringing a complaint. But there's this son that wake up in the morning, polish daddy's shoe, wash daddy's car, prepare everything, no bad news about him, studious with his books. If daddy favor him, you can't call it unmerited favor, because there's a reason, a merit, something that has been done to create that favor. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? Glory be to God. So God's favor can be merited, and it can also be unmerited. Hallelujah. Now, the unmerited part of the favor of God is the reason why we are all sitting here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The unmerited favor is the favor that you didn't do anything to deserve it. Are you flowing? This is very important because every child of God must have a clear understanding of grace. Hallelujah. This is a favor that God puts on your life without you doing anything to deserve that favor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, you have to go to Romans and chapter 5 and the commended love of God, that God commended His love towards us. Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
That is grace, because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. That means it's an unmerited favor, because we were still sinners. Nobody was so good that because of His goodness, God was forced to send Christ to die for him. Hallelujah. Are you understanding it? Because if anybody was that good, then God will just send Christ to come and carry them to heaven, not come and die for them. But if He came to die for people, then the people needed somebody to die for them. Are you understanding it? If He came to die for us, it's because we needed somebody to bear the punishment that we should bear. Are you getting it? Hallelujah. So, by all means, the grace of God is unmerited because of the nature of the gift of God. Are you understanding it? Yes.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, Amplified Classic. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, the nature of the gift informs us about the unmerited nature. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you understanding it? Because the gift was not the gift of an aircraft, a Rolls Royce, a house in Transaco Valley or anything. No. The gift was God's only begotten Son to die for us. Hallelujah. And to take on our punishment. So as soon as we understand the nature of the gift that came from the grace, then we know that it must be an unmerited favor, because we deserve the judgment. And Christ came to bear the judgment that we should have borne. Are you getting it? Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 has something to say about that. The chastisement there. All we have. Glory be to God.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
So you see that everything he endured was to benefit us. Oh, are you still here today? The benefit and the profit of Christ comes to men. Hallelujah. When I say men, it includes women. So let your amen be strong, whether you are male or female. Hallelujah. The benefit of Christ comes to men. Am I right? Glory be to God. But he was wounded for whose transgressions? Our transgressions. Hallelujah. The wound that should have come to us because of what we have done wrong, that wound was visited upon Christ. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was bruised for our iniquities. Glory be to God. So the bruises that should have come to us went on him. Are you getting it? Hallelujah. So as we are sitting here enjoying salvation, the grace of God, sitting in church, it is because the price for our enjoyment has been paid by Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes somebody wants you to do something for them, so they open a way for you. Hallelujah. The price of what they give to you has been paid for already. So somebody comes to you, says, here is a ticket, 1 week holiday in Dubai. Not the Dubai at Circle, the actual Dubai. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? So you go and sit in the aircraft. It's paid for. You don't pay anything, but you sit in it. Hallelujah. You lie on a hotel bed in Dubai. You didn't pay for it, but you lie down and relax and put your head on the pillow and sleep because it's paid for. Every benefit of your life spiritually, you can enjoy it nicely because it's paid for. Christ paid for it. Hallelujah. The chastisement, one version says, the chastisement that brings us peace was upon him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
New King James. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him.
And by his stripes
we are healed.
Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Whatever thing is necessary to be done for you to be healed, Christ did it by accepting his stripes upon his back to bring healing to your body. Hallelujah to Jesus. Is it a blessing to you? So when you go to 1 Peter 2:24,
1 Peter 2 verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Hallelujah. We say that Jesus took our sins. Do you say that? Is that one of, that Jesus took our sins? Hallelujah. But he didn't take our sins whilst he was walking the streets of Galilee. That's not the transaction. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? Glory be to God. Jesus didn't take our sins whilst he was walking on the sea. You know Jesus walked on the sea? But that's not the time he took our sins. Not when he was walking on the sea. Hallelujah. Are you here today? Glory be to God. Jesus took our sins, not at the supper made by Mary and Martha for him to eat. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us exactly when and where he took our sins. Is it in your Bible? Hallelujah. He said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body where? On the tree. On the tree means on the cross. Oh, are you still here? Glory be to God. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Glory be to God. So, this is a divine transaction. Say transaction. Hallelujah. In a transaction, one person does something so that another person will also do something. So it's a transaction. When you go to your Momo vendor, you are doing a transaction. Hallelujah. Am I right? You give him 1,000 Ghana cedis, then you mention a number. Send it to this number. It's a transaction. That's why he can give you a receipt. Glory be to God. Or even if he doesn't give you a receipt, Momo will give you an alert on your phone. Am I right? It's a receipt provided by the mobile money institution. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? Because it's a transaction. Somebody has done one thing so that another person will do something else. Hallelujah. So Christ going on the cross was a transaction. As long as he goes on the cross, the Father must forgive us our sins. It's a transaction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For the transaction to transact properly, you have to go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15 to get the transaction well.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Hallelujah. See, the transaction made it necessary that Christ, the Son of the Living God, must have a human body like yours and mine. Are you here today? Glory be to God. So Jesus could never have saved us in heaven, from heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven is a nice place. But he couldn't have stayed in heaven and saved us. The transaction will not work. Because for the transaction to work, he must have a human body. Are you here today? Hallelujah. Are you getting it? Yes.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
Hallelujah. When Christ was coming to the earth, he knew how to talk already. You're not hearing. I said, when Christ was coming to the earth, He knew how to talk already. When he cometh into the world, he saith, glory be to God. When ordinary baby is coming into the earth, he has nothing to say. He has to come and grow before he will learn what to say. But when Christ was coming into the earth, he said, he's talking already. Because the Son of the Living God coming on a mission. Are you here today? So when he cometh into the world, he said, what does he say? He said,
sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not.
Said, Father, they have killed thousands of cows, put their blood on your altar, but still man's sins remain. Those who killed the cows are the Jews, am I right? Even those making the blood sacrifices of the cows, they themselves are sinners sometimes even more than the Gentiles. Are you getting it? Sure. Hallelujah. So, the system of the blood of the cows and the bulls and the sacrifices of cows, it had failed. And when Jesus was coming into the world, he announced that the old system has failed. Are you still here today? Oh, glory be to God. The old system has failed. That system is not working. That system has collapsed. Glory be to God. The Bible said that he had to create a better covenant because the old covenant was unsatisfactory, because that covenant could not take away sins. All it could do was to cover sins temporarily. But the next year, they have to find another cow to kill, to take into the Holy of Holies again, to go and cover what they covered the previous year.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
Hallelujah. May you understand your better covenant. You know you have a better covenant than Elijah? Stop singing Elijah's God and all those songs. Hallelujah. Your covenant is better. Glory be to God. You have a better covenant than Moses. Hallelujah. Are you understanding it? He's the mediator of a better covenant, because Moses' time, Christ was not yet available for the salvation of man. Hallelujah. So they have to depend on the blood of bulls and cows, goats and sheep. But now we have a better covenant, where the blood that has been shed is not a cow, is not a goat, is not a sheep, but is the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. A better blood, a better covenant. Hallelujah. You got to be happy. You have a better covenant, a better blood. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 So when Jesus was coming, he was announcing that I'm not coming to continue the old system, but I'm coming because the old system has failed. And God is not happy with the old system. Bulls, cows, goats, with such sacrifices, God is not pleased. Why? For it is not possible, it is impossible, that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Those sacrifices can only cover the sin, but they cannot take the sin away. That's why every year, the cow must die again. But Christ died once.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year.
But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance made, because the sin hasn't been taken away. It was just covered. So next year, I must come and cover it again because it's still there. So I have to remember that it's there and I need to cover it again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But if it was the old system, then every year Christ must come and die again. Are you here today? But the new system deals with the root of sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus takes away the power of sin. It doesn't even have to be committed before it was paid for. When Christ was dying, none of you was born. None of us was born, isn't it? All our sins that Jesus paid for, he paid for it ahead of time. That blood is that powerful. It can handle past, present, future sins. Easy. Because that's the blood of the Son of God. Not the blood of a cow, a goat, a sheep. That's the blood of the Son of God. And that blood is able, has the power to take away sins, historical sins, and present sins and future sins. He deals with it all equally because he died and took our place. And when he took our place, he became our representative. And he took our place so that whatever we are going to do, he has covered it already. Whatever we are about to do, he has covered it already. Whatever we did already, he has covered it already. And he did it for all mankind. Is somebody still here today? Say yes. He has taken away my sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The outpouring from tomorrow will be very awesome. Yeah. Nothing will be ordinary in these 100 days. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why he kept on to declare that we have not come to the mount that can be touched. That means a physical mountain. In Hebrews chapter 12, he was at pains to let them know that the Jews had a physical mountain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
Come back to verse 18.
For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice that they heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them.
Those that heard it. entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. They begged that the voice, they said, God, please keep quiet because your voice is frightening us. They were afraid because a voice is speaking, but they don't see anybody. Hallelujah. The other reason why they didn't want God to keep talking is because what was being commanded was too much. They don't know how they are going to handle it. Hallelujah. Are you here today? For they could not bear that which was commanded. Glory be to God. So they said, God, don't say it anymore. You tell Moses. Tell Moses, and Moses will come down and tell us, and we will do it. Hallelujah. But this, your voice speaking direct to us, is too much for us. Hallelujah. I pray that you have the inner capacity to hear the voice of God. Now that voice, glory be to God, it's not being trumpeted on a mountain. Hallelujah. But that voice is being filtered through the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. The voice we are hearing now is the voice of the Spirit of God. For the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. The Holy Ghost has things to tell us. And whatever the Father wants to tell us, He tells us through the Spirit. Glory. Glory. Don't miss tomorrow.
Romans chapter 8 verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Any information that God wants to give to you in this present dispensation is an information filtered through the Holy Ghost. Oh, I don't hear you at all. I said, if God has something to tell you now, He will communicate it through the Spirit, His Spirit, that dwells inside you. For it is the Spirit that bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Now, there are some very important informations that every human being needs to be successful. Hallelujah. Am I right? You need to know who you are, isn't it? When you wake up, you know who you are. If you are going to buy a shoe, you know you are a man. You know you buy this kind of shoe. You are buying this kind of trouser, this kind of shirt, because you know who you are. So the most important information we can have is the information about who we are. And that information comes to us through the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit that bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Are you here today? Glory be to God. The devil don't want you to know who you are, but Holy Ghost wants you to know who you are. Glory be to God. The devil would like to tell you that you are cast abroad and you are floating on the river like a leaf on the water. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost wants you to know that you are connected to the divine tree of Jehovah Almighty. That the Lord is your God, and He is your Father, and He is your Savior, and He is your Lord. You have to know who you are so that you can be confident in who you are. And the Holy Ghost let you know who you are. Are you here with me today? That we are the sons of God. Glory be to God. That as we walk through this world, we are not forsaken. We are not just floating in the wind like a leaf in the wind. But we are the sons of God. We are the sons of the living God. We are the sons of God. And when you are a son of God, it helps you to know other things about yourself. If sons, then heirs. Joint heirs with Christ. Are you here today? If you know you are a child of the living God, then you know you have the favor of the living God. For his favor is on your life. His favor is on you.
Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, if so be that we suffer with him, understand that, oh, glory be to God. The suffering with Christ, hallelujah, is the pains we go through to remain obedient to the word of God. It's not suffering what Satan is doing to you. Are you here today? If somebody come and slap you, you are not suffering with Christ. Unless he slapped you because you are Christian. Are you here today? Glory be to God. Are you understanding? Glory be to God.
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf.
Hallelujah. Are you understanding? So, if you went to pick somebody's pocket and they are slapping you at circle, don't tell anybody you are suffering with Christ. You are not. You are suffering as an evildoer. Hallelujah. Are you getting it? Are you understanding it? Hallelujah. If you went to poke your nose as a busybody into somebody's marriage and they are insulting you, don't go around saying that you are suffering with Christ. The devil is a liar. You became a busybody in other people's affairs, and they have also begun to react against you. Hallelujah. Is it a blessing at all? Hallelujah. But if you suffer as a Christian, that you are a child of God, so they don't like you because you are a child of God. They are insulting you because you are holding your Bible. They are insulting you because you are witnessing to them that they need to be born again. If that is the reason for your suffering, don't be ashamed. Because God has a blessing for people who endure that kind of suffering. Is it a blessing to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be a bold Christian. Announce your Christianity. Let people know you are a child of God. If your community doesn't know that you are a child of God, you will be able to do things, nobody will check you. But if your community knows you are a child of God, even unbelievers will stop you from doing something wrong. Hallelujah. They will ask you, aren't you the one who say you go to church and you are born again, and what are you now doing? Unbelievers will become a blockade against you doing the wrong thing. Your amen is small. So let all the community know that you are saved, that you are born again, that you are a child of the living God, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you suffer because people hate Jesus and you are reflecting the life of Jesus, don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, he told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. May you be full of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Sometimes you have your birthday and your father, you were 12 years old, your father bought you a shoe. He thought that's what you need. When we got saved, when we are getting saved, what the Father gives to us as a gift is not a shoe, a shirt, a pen, not even a Mercedes. What the Father knows you need, that He must give to you as a gift, the moment you are born again, is the Holy Ghost. Oh, your amen is small. Glory be to God. There are many who don't know what they need. They don't know that God has supplied them with what they need. Some people are angry because they need some physical things that make them uncomfortable, that they don't have this or that. Some people even get offended at the church because they need this and that, and they still don't have it, but they come to church and they look at people who have what they think they need and think that those people are wicked or inconsiderate. Can I preach it? Glory be to God. So you see a lady with 10 different wigs. Every week, new wig.
Okay.
10. Then you look at yourself. If any day your hair is rebelling and refusing to lie straight, there's no wig to plant on your head. You say, that one has 10, I have 0. So you can get angry. But that anger may not be justified, because the person doesn't even know that you like wigs. Glory be to God. Oh, are you still here today? Because when they look at you, they say you like your hair the way you don't deal with wigs. They have made up their mind. Hallelujah. You like natural, isn't it? Glory be to God. A brother proposed to you and said he liked natural hair. So they think that's why you are going the way you are going. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Are you still here today? Not knowing that you wanted, you also like the wig, but nobody knows. That's why the pastors are at pains to increase fellowship and interaction. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? Because if nobody knows you, nobody is close to you. Because as soon as we close, you snatch your handbag and fly away like a VC-10 aircraft. Supersonic speed. Glory be to God. Nobody even knows that they could be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't hear you at all. Oh. So make yourself available, for he that will have friends must show himself. Oh, say it well. Oh. Must show himself what? Hallelujah. Now, understand the spiritual favor of God. Hallelujah. Which is the unmerited favor. Glory be to God. In fact, nobody even knew, no human being knew, that they need the blood of Jesus. Nobody knew. When Adam sinned, all he went to do is to find some leaf and use leaf to sew trouser. He didn't know he need blood. He need the blood of Jesus. No. Eve didn't know she need the blood of Jesus. So she found some fig leaves and sewed a blouse. Skirt and blouse. Adam sewed trouser and t-shirt. Hallelujah. Are you here today? They all so different. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Nobody, you can send a Radio 3 interviewer to interview Adam. Adam, now that you have seen, what do you think you really need? You just say, I need more leaf suit. If I can get more things to cover my nakedness. He won't say, I need the blood of Jesus. He doesn't know anything. Hallelujah. Nobody knew what even man needed. Only God knows what man needed. Are you here today? But when God knows what you need, He gives you what you need. God didn't send, hallelujah, a goldsmith into the world to distribute gold rings to people, but He sent His only begotten Son. Are you here today? God didn't send the managing director of Access Bank into the world to be distributing Ghana City or Nigerian Naira or US dollar. He sent His only begotten Son into the world to die for your sins. That's the first thing you need. Are you still here today? If you believe it, say yes. You know, sometimes if we don't preach some of the things and make it plain, we twist the whole program of God. Hallelujah. Whilst God knows that you need the blood of Jesus, and you need the gift of the Holy Ghost, and you need the Word of God, this is the things that God knows you need, that your primary need that heaven wants to fulfill in your life. You come into church, then you look at somebody's shoe, then you become like Joseph's brothers. Hallelujah. This one's shoe is nicer than mine. If this man was not so wicked, he would have given me one of his nice shoes. That has twisted the program of God in another direction altogether. Are you here with me today? Begin with what God sent to you. Start there. God will add. I said, God will add. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you if you keep on worshiping, if you keep on praying, if you keep on lifting your hands and worshiping the Almighty, if you keep on reading your scripture, if you keep on being faithful in church, if you keep on doing all the things that are the kingdom priorities, then all these other things shall be added unto you. Are you still here today? Come on, say yes. If you let what you need make you become aggravated and angry with the kingdom of God, hallelujah, glory be to God, then you are throwing yourself further and further away. Hallelujah. Are you here today? Hold on to what God has given to you. Develop and grow spiritually. Because all these other things, they are coming. They shall be added on your life. The nice shoe, the nice wig, the Brazilian wig, the Peru wig, whatever wig, it's coming your way. I said it's coming your way. It's coming your way. In the name of Jesus. When your brethren and sisters in the church, even if they know you need it, they will bring it to you. There are some things on the earth realm. Are you here with me today? the Holy Ghost came down from heaven, but no shoe has ever come from heaven. The Holy Ghost came down from heaven, but no blouse has come down from heaven. Whatever you need on this earth is an earthly transaction. Are you here with me today? And God has a system to ensure that the earthly transactions too will work in your favor. Are you here today? He said in his word that I was naked and you put clothes on me. And they said, they will ask me, when did we see you and clothe your nakedness? Then he will say, to as much as you did it, for the least of these my children, my brethren, then you did it unto me. So Jesus has a system to bless you on the earth realm. Are you here with me today? Learn how to be disciplined in the house of God. Number one, serve God. Number two, pay your tithe. Number three, give your offering. Number four, pray. Number five, study the word of God. Have faith in God. Confess good confession. Don't say, my grandfather was poor. That was in 1879. The devil is a liar. He didn't know Jesus. That's why he was poor. His poverty must not come and fall on you. Are you here with me today? Is somebody still here today? In the name of Jesus, don't say, there's a curse in my family, that's why I'm poor. No, don't say that. Hallelujah. The family curse has been dealt with by the blood of Jesus. Are you here today? And if you need any further help in prayer, the church is ready here to pray for you, to break every chain and yoke of the enemy against your life. Am I preaching to somebody? There is a need to know that there is help in the church. Are you here with me today? There is help in the house of God. But learn how to be in the house of God in a way that help can come to you. You know, Lazarus needed a lot of help. There was one help. Only Jesus can provide it. But there's another help that Jesus will not provide it. You have to understand it. Glory be to God. Even when he came by Lazarus' tomb, you didn't see Jesus was followed by 12 powerful disciples that said, let us go with him. Even if he's going to die, let us go and die with him. He's the boss. He could have told them, gentlemen, roll away the stone. You are my men. Hallelujah. These are fishermen. Peter. Fishermen have muscles. They are strong. They pull net full of fish. Glory be to God. They could have rolled the stone away. But Jesus said, this one cannot work that way. The people who must roll away the stone are the people that have spoken the word of God to. And they must have faith to roll away the stone. The rolling of the stone is not about physical energy. It's about faith in God. So when they said, Master, by now he stinketh. He didn't say, I need the stone to be rolled away. And they are saying he is stinking and they won't roll away. So Peter and co, roll away the stone. No. He said, Peter and co, stand there. Don't roll anything. It's a matter of faith. And if there's no faith available, rolling the stone physically will do nothing. Stand there. And he told them that, did I not tell you that if only you believe, you will see the glory of God? He says, a matter of faith. I pray for you today that your faith will rise. Are you here with me today? There are many things. It's a matter of faith. It's not just a matter of the physicality. It's not something about power and might. It's something about faith. May the faith of God rise up in your soul. I don't know if I'm preaching to somebody, but there are some battles. You can only win them by faith. Are you here today? Ayabatasaya. And never higher. Sometimes you look at some people, you say, this guy could help me, but he's not helping me. Some things are not by might or power. It must come through faith. May you have faith in God. May you develop your faith in God. Stop talking about the curses of your grandfather, but talk about the price Christ paid, and declare with your mouth, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. And open your mouth and confess and declare, Abraham's blessings are mine, and the blessing of Abraham is upon my life. Is somebody still here? The energy you use to talk about your grandfather's curse, turn that energy to talk about Abraham's blessing. In the name of Jesus, are you here today? Shout yes! Maya Bahaya. Anda Bahaya. Anda Bahaya. There's a reason why nowadays we have to take our time and go back a little to explain the gospel. It may look simple, but we need it. Are you here today? It may look very simple, but we need to know the thing we are standing on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And from now, you shall be established and grounded, and your faith will work for you. You will declare the thing, and it shall be established unto you. We having the same spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. I feel something here now. Somebody's blessing is coming now. Somebody is getting to the place where you are no more surrounded by negativity. I declare to you, power is coming to your life. Anointing is coming to your life. Grace is coming to your life. May faith begin to work in your soul. Wave your hand and say yes. Maya Bahaya. You know Gideon was a mighty man of valor, but he couldn't operate in might and power until the angel began to talk to him. The word of God began to come to him. There are some things you are, but you are not manifesting it until the word of God comes to you. You receive it and accept it. The angel has to tell him, you are a mighty man of valor. And he starts arguing, if we are mighty people of valor, why are we in this trouble? What is this happening here and there? And the angel has to continue and tell him, go in this thy might. And the angel has to tell him, go to your father's house. If you want to see the manifestation of your power, go to your father's house. He has prepared a bull to sacrifice to Baal. That is the reason for Israel's national weakness. Your father is the number one person who is the fetish priest offering the sacrifices to Baal. He said, go there now. Take control over that bull that your father has put there for Baal. Build another altar. Sacrifice it to Jehovah, because destiny is about to change. I prophesy to somebody, this is your time for destiny transformation. You have to know that destiny is about to change. The energy you gave to Baal, the energy you gave to this kind of sacrifices, the sacrifices you made to vanity, from now we are shifting our sacrifice. Let the Lord receive our sacrifice. Am I preaching to somebody? It didn't say just go and destroy the altar of Baal. He said put the sacrifice on the altar and offer it to me. Because God says, shift your worship. Shift your worship. Focus on worshiping me. I will save Israel. Don't bend bulls to Baal. Bend the bull to I, Jehovah, the living God. King of kings, Lord of lords. Worship well. If you worship well, deliverance will come. Are you here today? He said, go now. Hey, Yabatasaya. He said, go against them and blow a trumpet in Abieza. I tell you something. I see some instructions coming your way. I see an anointing coming your way. I see divine guidance coming your way. In the name of Jesus, somebody here, your destiny is changing. Everything about your life is changing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, now go. Blow the trumpet. The people came, 32,000. He said, there are too many. I can't give victory. Go and announce. Anybody afraid, let him return back. I declare to you today, God is not desperate. God is not desperate. God don't need something you think he needs. God is able to give the victory by little or by great. I declare to you from now, I saw the hand of God appear over your life. I saw the prosperity of God appear over your life. May the oil of Jehovah anoint you with favor. May you be anointed with favor. Somebody better shout yes. Mayabahaya, can you please rise to your feet? We have to understand God can give you a favor, and the favor will shine in the eyes of other men. So God told Moses, I will give these people favor, but the favor will be in the eyes of the Egyptians. And the Egyptians will give them gold, because the favor I put on them, that favor will reflect in the eyes of the Egyptians. You need some favor now. We need some favor now. We need some doors to open. I prophesy over your life, that you will serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and he will bless your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall be nothing that shall cast their young, and nothing shall be barren. The number of your days, Jehovah will fulfill. I declare to you that your day has come. Your hour of power has come. Your hour of visitation has come. I heard the Lord declare that he began to favor somebody. I began to count it. I saw on the first, second, third, fourth row. I saw on the fourth row that God began to favor some people. And God began to favor. He began to pour out some favor. It's an oil. It's an anointing. Ashabahanda. Ushers, as you look now, you will see the outpouring of favor. Let the favor. Ayabahaya. Let favor make a difference in your life. I am a sender higher. Let the favor of God be tangible. Let it be tangible. Oh, Rabakabata. Mandabahaya, the tangibility of your favor. Feel something here. Andabahaya, if Jacob can bless, and everybody will know where his favor is. I speak over your life today. May God bless you so that nobody can doubt where his favor is. Paradahaya. Even enemies will know you are favored. Kayadabahaya. Look at the fire. Look at the anointing. Look at the anointing. Look at the front row. Look at the first row. Look at the second row. Look at the third row. Look at the fourth row. I saw the fire of God. It was like a burning fire.
Elohim,
Ancient of Days,
Ancient of Days.
Is active on all social media and podcast platforms.
For your life, some demonstration is coming your way.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Log on to any of these social media platforms and search for Reverend Robert Ampio Kofi and hit the like or follow button. Simply search for Reverend Robert Ampio Kofi and follow to receive daily updates on new uploads.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Revival with Reverend Robert Ampia Kofi. To interact with Reverend Robert Ampia Kofi, like his page on Facebook and Instagram at Robert Ampia Kofi. Email akwopartners@gmail.com and on his website robertampiakofi.org or call +233-554-592-688. That is +233-554-592.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.